Today's Tuesday, November 27th, 2018, and this is Life Words Day by Day. Hey, I'm glad you're with us on this Tuesday, Luke 23:23-25. That's your life word for today. And they were instant with loud voices, requiring that he might be crucified. And the voices of them and of the chief priest prevailed. And Pilate gave sentence that it should be as they required. And he released unto them him that for sedition and murder was cast into prison, whom they had desired. But he delivered Jesus to their will. It's the most horrible day that the world has ever known. Dr. Luke paints for us a heartbreaking picture of an innocent man, a sinless man, being tried in an illegal court system by a group of political cowards and religious henchmen. No one can find anything wrong that Jesus has done, but they're not going to cross a hostile crowd that want to see him murdered. So Pilate and Herod start kicking Jesus back and forth from courtroom to courtroom, from beating to beating. And finally, Pilate, he does what most feckless leaders do. He passes the buck. I'll just let the people decide. And the people did. Faced with wanting Jesus, the one that many of them had hailed as king on Monday as he rode a colt into the city, or wanting Barabbas, a criminal who had attempted to begin a coup against the Roman government just days before, the people chose the crook. And they sent God's promised son off to be tortured, choosing instead to be around a common murderer. Man, how could that happen, Donnie? How could people not choose Jesus? What was wrong with these people? Well, what was wrong with them is the same thing that is wrong with man today. It's a disease of the heart and soul, and it's called sin. Sin is simply missing God's mark of holiness, and we all have the disease. In fact, we're born with it. The Bible teaches that we are born with a nature of sin, and that sin nature, it'll take us to a place of torment one day too. But here's the good news. Just like the people of Jesus' day, we have a decision to make. We can choose to allow sin to separate us from God, or we can choose Jesus, the only one who can save us from our sin. God allows you to make that choice. He's not going to force Jesus on you. But if you'll accept his death on the cross as your payment for your sins, you can be born again today. And just like the people standing before Pilate that day, let me tell you, you have a choice to make. I'm praying for you that you'll choose well. When you pray today, please remember to pray for BMA missionary Cody Woodward. Cody's helping to plant Journey Church in Siloam Springs, Arkansas. And please pray for the success of Life Word's Burmese broadcast, will you? That can be heard in the country of Myanmar. From the Life Word team worldwide, broadcasting in 43 languages to 121 countries and to a potential audience of 1/4 of the world, we pray that you'll walk with Jesus day by day.